Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, number 603-283-6160 as we launch here into the third hour of the program and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've discussed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage tonight, who the culprit might be of that. It certainly looks like it's Joe Biden.
I wonder if he's going to come out as tough-talking as he was back then. It's like, if you were going
to
talk like that and say you would do it, it's lame to not just, like, come out and say, like, yep, we did it.
Let's be real. Joe Biden didn't do anything. Joe Biden is like an incontinent 90-year-old who belongs in a wheelchair.
He can't even find his way off
us.
The stage.
He can't, and he's shaking hands with the Invisible Man like every day now. I mean, Joe Biden did nothing. No presidents ever have done anything.
Sure.
It's always moron thugs who are willing to put on a uniform and go do horrible, heinous things to total strangers on behalf of, you know, incontinent 9-year-old morons.
In this case, they
their bosses, their controllers.
Right. In this case, they may be making the people in Western Europe freeze this winter by blowing up this pipeline. So we talked about that. Also, credit card debt and the, I don't know if it's record levels, but certainly increasing levels here in the United States. You want to comment on any of those things, you can join us here again, 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones. Jason is on the line in California watching us on apparently YouTube, where we're back for likely a limited time. If you want to find us more reliably, check out our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. But go ahead, Jason.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk to you guys about something. So I'm a hardcore gamer, and every single game that I have been playing thus far has just been filled, and I mean filled, with political statements from, like, the LGBTQ and BLM.
Like,
and
new
I'm
games?
No, older ones, too. It's actually creeping into older ones, too. And now I'm just like, why? Why is that even important?
Can you give me a specific example, like how it could be creeping into an older game? I mean, those games were made...
Maybe older franchises.
Yeah, give me an example of what you've seen.
Yeah, so like in, let's just say, like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019. That's like a two-year-old game.
Okay.
And it's already a little older. Already, I see, like, BLM statements, like celebrate Black history, or like support this to unlock something. And it's just ridiculous how something like that can be introduced to a game, especially if children are playing, because children should not be exposed to that kind of stuff in a game.
Well, I don't know if there's anything wrong with, you know, Black history or whatever. Are we talking about, like, because there's one thing to say that Black Lives Matter, it's another thing to say communism is a good thing, and there's, you know, a wide range of people within the Black Lives Matter movement. Just because you might think that police need to be held to account for their actions doesn't necessarily follow that you're also a rabid communist, which some of the BLM people are. So I'm not real sure if you've said something yet that has been particularly offensive. I mean, can you, you know, give me a specific example?
Of like what? What are you trying to ask?
What are you offended by? What is it that you found offensive?
I'm offended because I just don't like seeing movements in games, because games are supposed to be a way of releasing your mind from this world.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that it's in our games, it's just
The people who are making the games are towing a line. I mean, they're also part of corporate America, and corporate America has taken a big bite of that, you know. Whatever the modern movement of the day, they're going to jump on board with. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't like it because I don't like...
Well, you play games. Have you seen
I play Call of Duty. I don't really look at that stuff. I don't read the side quest type stuff and the advertising. I bought the Snoop Dogg skin. So I fight as Snoop Dogg now.
Oh my God.
He's got like 8 real pimping costumes you can wear. You know, I spend a little money on Call of Duty here and there, mm-hmm, for cute things like that sometimes. But
you've never, have you seen one of these?
I haven't seen anything like that, but mm-hmm, again, I'm not looking for it.
Yeah.
You know?
How often are you coming across this, Jason?
A lot, actually, especially in Fortnite now. It's literally plagued with like LGBTQ stuff that is free, by the way. And
give me an example. Are we talking about like a costume? Are you drag, you know, like drag queen costumes or something? What is it that is LGBTQ stuff in Fortnite, like, which, as I understand it, is a first-person shooter?
Well, no, it's a third-person shooter. But
good point. Okay.
Yeah. So what I've seen is like Pride Day. Mm-hmm. Pride Day, support us and get this. And I'll see like skins for it and like emotes and banners for it. And I'm literally like, this is ridiculous.
I think it's more like, about like things that they think they will appeal to people, because a lot of people are going to be into that. More of that. I think it'd be more that than them trying to push an agenda. Like in movies, I've definitely seen this, Jason, in movies, and it gets so old. It's like you want to watch a movie to, you know, get away from the world that is, you know, just so annoying, and you have to see all these things all the time anyway, and they're just pushing some kind of political narrative. Yeah, I can see that that is like so annoying and kind of like commercial, because you know that they don't actually care. They're just pimping their agenda.
Doing it because they think it's going to make them money, right?
But
isn't that why all these companies
money.
Are coming on board with the Pride Month thing?
I don't think, if that's the case, I think they are vastly overestimating the audience that's in support of those movements.
I don't know, because I have definitely bought things just because they're rainbow, especially at Pride Parades, like by the Bud Light can that's rainbow and things like that.
You don't strike me as a Bud drinker.
It only bought it because it was rainbow.
Yeah, they only made very few of those to give to that one parade. They're not selling that all over the United States. They're not selling that Wichita, Kansas.
I think you guys just underestimate the amount of gay people there are and all their friends who like to party. It's a whole
thing. A lot of the gay people I know are really fed up with that movement. They don't want to be associated with like drag story hour or whatever, the drag queen story, mm-hmm, hour. They don't like that. The ones that I know don't like it.
I think Jason may be onto something here, because it really doesn't make sense from an economic perspective of why are you trying to piss some people off, right? Because you know, while you think it may make you some extra money from the people who support Pride, like they're going to buy a rainbow skin or something like that, or whatever we're talking about, skins for their... what are the upgrades you can get? Guns and skins and things like that. They're going to buy that stuff. But there's going to be people who get mad about it. And so obviously some percentage of customers are going to possibly leave because of these moves. Why not just leave it out?
Yeah, why not just leave it out? Why can't you just... If I'm selling a product, I want it to be as non-political
apolitical
as possible.
It would be one thing if it was the only option. It's not the only option. But I still think you guys are just really underestimating the amount of support people have for these things, because it's like people who are gay will like, okay, let's make a specific point, though. I'm not talking about the Pride flag that has the different shades of brown and the trans flag.
That goes too
flag.
Far for you?
We can actually get that in Call of Duty. We have a calling card of that. You can get that.
No, I'm just saying, I think the most just like average... the thing is, I've hung out with mostly gay guys and lesbians, mm-hmm, and I just think that most of them are just like, that's just like, it's getting too ridiculous. They don't call themselves LGBTQ, but if they're just selling like a rainbow heart, they're gonna be like all about it. Like,
okay,
oh yeah,
just
that's
to
cute,
clarify
you know?
Though, Jason, what you're saying here isn't that there's a rainbow patch available in a list of 200 other patches.
Yeah,
you're saying it's front and center. It's pitched right to every user as they're logging in, that kind of thing.
Correct. You can literally get it just by logging into your account. It's a free thing to get, just for logging in.
Moms of gay people and moms that want to advertise that they're open to their kids being gay, that's a huge market. Actual gay people who are allies
moms
and women.
Are
I'm
not
talking about just Call of
Duty,
but there's lots of video
about.
Games.
We're talking about these
there are lots of video games.
Video games, and stand by, Jason, if you want to continue the discussion here. What games are advertising to moms?
Animal Crossing.
Okay. Candy Crush. Right. That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about
like AAA level major gaming, like big money game. I know Animal Crossing's Nintendo though, so I guess there's that. There's more coming up here in a moment. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
you that, 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Matt.
And we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up in June of next year, ForkFest is back June 15th through the 18th. It's going back to where it all started, which is before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Back when ForkFest began, it was prior to the very popular festival that the Free State Project puts on every year called ForkFest. And now the Porcupine Freedom Festival is really returned to splendor. It has it went back in a direction that I think a lot of those of us who founded and started ForkFest wanted to see happen to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is more decentralized, more open. And they did that in recent years, and as a result, it's become the most popular freedom festival on the planet, and it's sold out the last 2 years in a row. So there's a darn good chance it's going to sell out again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to attend both of these festivals, you do need to get a ticket to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But there's no ticket for ForkFest. ForkFest is June 15th through the 18th at the beautiful Rogers Campground, nestled right in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You don't want to miss either one of these events. And you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about ForkFest. You can connect with other attendees on the ForkFest chat rooms and the ForkFest forum. All of that stuff is unofficial because there's no official anything.
Do you guys think it's ForkFest advisable to get your ticket, I mean, not your tickets, but your camping spot or hotel room in advance? Because
yes,
it's getting so popular that lots of people are probably showing up the weekend before.
Yeah, you can't wait on this. You should not wait. It would be a mistake. You're going to be, if you wait on this, you're going to be buying secondhand tickets to get to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I don't think the campground is going to sell out for ForkFest. I don't think the campground is going to sell out for ForkFest, but if you want your choice of locations, you should get it sooner rather than later.
Sure.
So go to ForkFest.party and learn more about that. Jason is on the line here. He's a gamer. I believe you described yourself as a hardcore gamer, Jason, and you have been playing some of these first-person shooters, for instance, like I think you mentioned Call of Duty. You said that at some point they've been just pimping political viewpoints. You gave, as an example, Black Lives Matter. You gave Pride Fest or Pride Month or whatever, where it's not just a skin that you can buy in, you know, hundreds of skins that you flip through and there's a rainbow skin. It's right there in your face. It's something you have to click through to get to the actual game. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, it is. When you log into any game, especially Fortnite, yes, you definitely have to log in and then get the item, and then you can start a game.
Right, so they give you these items whether you even want them or not, is what you're saying.
Exactly. They're free, right mm-hmm. in front of your face.
Okay, well, my thing is, I think that I would see a bigger issue with this if it was something like, communism, like Ian said. I just don't see, I don't know, I personally wouldn't be offended by it.
Well, obviously they're banking that not enough people will be offended by it to make any difference. Here's my question for you, Jason. Have you quit playing the game?
Oh, yeah. I deleted it the second I saw it. I've literally been off games for, like, maybe 6 months because I've just been seeing so much of it. So I literally quit gaming for 6 months. I just started getting back into it.
So what is your plan now? I mean, if this is something that is so systemic, if it's out there so common, how are you avoiding it? Are you playing classic games where this stuff didn't exist, or what are you doing to avoid it?
Yeah, more older generation like PS2, PS3, mm-hmm. even 4, that games are not involved with that kind of stuff. And even if they do, I just write a letter to the company and just to say, like, enough. Like, that's it. I'm so sick and tired of people putting political statements in video games, but it just needs to stop.
So you actually have given them feedback. That was going to be one of my other questions was, in addition to not playing their game anymore, have you actually talked to, you know, sent something to them to let them know that you're not happy with them politicizing things?
Well,
yeah, they basically just told me to F myself, basically.
Oh, I'm surprised they even responded.
Well, can I ask, do you have a better example of something being politicized than a pride flag? Because I just don't see that as political.
I disagree. I think it's polarizing. I mean, I don't know.
It's not political, though.
It's not political as in you're supporting one candidate or another,
right.
but it is going to offend some people. There's no doubt about that. But if you can give another example, by all means. I mean, they haven't been pimping like the Democratic Party or Joe Biden, have they?
They've done it a couple of times where during the election they were putting out, like, vote for this and or vote for Trump and Biden. And it was everywhere, literally. I was just seeing gamer tags with clan tags that said, Trump.
Well, clan tags you can't do anything about. I mean, that's not the company, right? Like, if somebody wants to put Trump in their username, then there's nothing that you can do to stop that, nor should anything be done to stop that. I mean, if you want to name yourself I Love Joe Biden or whatever, Touch Me Joe, then, you know, you should be able to do that if that's what you want to do in your gamer tag. But I do see where you're coming from, Jason, and thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing the issue forward. It sounds like he's done everything he can do, which is to say, stop playing the game. Register your discontent with the company. Let them know how you feel about it. Because, you know, if you just drop off the game and you don't come back, they don't know why.
Right.
You know, and that's true of most people. When they have a bad experience at a business, they don't ever explain to the business what went wrong. They just don't come back. And then they badmouth the business to their friends later on. And so the business never gets a chance to make things right. They don't get a chance to offer you, you know, a free meal if it was a restaurant or something like that, or, you know, talk to the employee that made the offending move. You made, as a manager, I would want to know what my employee did that was upsetting customers.
Mad. Yeah, you need the feedback.
Right? Yeah, so
I really don't think that it's offending more people than not. Okay. I think more people just don't care or like it than people who are legitimately going to stop playing a game because they saw a pride flag.
You may be right about that, and I think maybe that's more, why they're continuing to do it.
I think that's one of the most easily offended things that I can think of. Like, I can't.
But is it necessary to pander to people? I mean, because ultimately that seems like pandering to me. You've got a game that is about killing people. I mean, that's what the game is, right? Call of Duty is, if it moves, shoot it, unless it's on your team.
Shouldn't
right?
they be allowed to try to make as much money as they want? And this is a big thing right now that they can make money
yeah,
off
and
of?
And if they think that this is going to make them more money, then they absolutely should do whatever they think is going to make them more money. But, you know, they do need to understand that some people are going to be upset about it. It is going to be resulting in people that are going to badmouth a game or whatever, and this guy just did it on national radio. So, I mean, had they just stuck to military outfits or have the Pride outfit, but just have it in the long list of outfits rather than calling attention to it, maybe it would have gone a little differently for them. I don't know.
Maybe because it was Pride Month, they want to advertise it because it's something that a bunch of people will want to buy and they'll make more money.
But they're not selling it. They gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. I don't know. Maybe they're that way people are more inclined to go buy their other things because they're like, oh, I like changing my outfits and stuff like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. I don't know. And that would be a question to ask the game manufacturers to why they decided that taking this position was the right thing to do.
Maybe they have Halloween sets on Halloween.
They probably do.
They definitely do.
Yeah, most certainly. And that probably will upset the Christians. The number, you can't make everybody happy. That much is for sure. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, a lot of things upset Christians. You could probably have a Jesus Christ outfit and that would upset them as well.
For sure.
You can join us here.
Getting shot and stuff.
More coming up. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Threat of Hurricane Ian and memories of storms past sent Teresa Iglesias and her son Robert Rodriguez racing across the state from their home in Cape Coral on the western coast in South Florida. With many others, Ms. Iglesias and Mr. Rodriguez joined a caravan headed east across I-75 to escape the worst
of a massive storm. They checked into a hotel in Hollywood on Tuesday, then started making a few last-minute grocery purchases on Wednesday. Officials in Cuba say they were working to restore electricity after the storm there knocked out power to the entire island on Tuesday night. At least two people were killed in that storm. With less than 2 months until the midterm elections, progressive Democrats are facing a test of their power. The left also faced a series of disappointments as Democratic voters from Ohio to Illinois to Texas rejected high-profile progressive challengers to moderates or incumbent members of Congress during the primary season. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features there. You can follow our podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. You can get the RSS feed link there, or you can just follow it on any of the major podcast platforms out there, Spotify, iHeartMedia, those things. We got links to all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones here. More callers with thoughts on whatever. We got Greg in New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, I wanted to bring up violence and the NAP. And I would
the
like
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
That's right. It's mm-hmm. the principle that you shouldn't initiate violence against other people.
Indeed.
Or even the threat of violence. Although I would say, as an aside, that people may disagree as to who is initiating things, because some people might say they are simply retaliating against, a perceived aggression. Like, maybe I believe in intellectual property, and you're violating my intellectual property, so I will initiate violence. But you're going to say I initiated it, and I'm going to say that in fact I retaliated.
Well, I would say that if you're defending yourself, it's never violence. It's only defensive force. You shouldn't use the word violent.
He's talking about intellectual property, and that is an issue on which libertarians have disagreements. So some don't believe in the idea of intellectual property. So if I copy, you know, you make a song, and I decide I like that song, so I'm going to copy it and play it at my bar or whatever, I think I should be free to do that, but you might want to use violence to stop me to do it, which, of course, would say that suggests that you believe that your intellectual property is worth harming people over. That's what some people who believe
something
in intellectual
that,
property.
If it's taken from you, does it actually cause any loss, is not theft.
Well, then you would be against intellectual property in that case,
yes.
Because ideas can be copied without loss to the original creator of them. But go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, so like if you're defending yourselves and your body, I think everyone agrees that's defensive, but if you defend some sort of other thing, like, you know, you believe that you own 10,000 houses and someone squats in one of those houses, then you might want to evict them with force, but someone else might say, well, that's preposterous. You can't own 10,000 houses. What do you mean? Whatever. So anyways, my point is...
Well, now you're talking about another issue, right? So intellectual property is dealing with the concept of ideas being property. Now you're talking about the question of how much physical property can a person legitimately own, and should there be limits to that? And that, again, is another kind of interesting discussion.
That's right. And so what I'd like to say, though, is that online, with the metaverse and things happening online, we have a chance to create communities, which sometimes could be digital twins of real cities and so on, that have zero violence, that there's literally no way to hurt somebody. And even in a first-person shooter, they're like, yeah, kill me again. That's fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, there's really not a lot you can do to someone just online. You could dox them in the real world, and you could, you know, send a SWAT team to their house, but those are all in the real world. And so what's interesting is that with smart contracts, you can kind of create societies where there could be disputes resolved and other things, and all of this machinery without violence. It's interesting how far you could push that, and increasingly if people start living in these digital twins or metaverses and spending more time in them, then you're building a society with no violence, but yet you have to still enforce some sort of rule. And that is very interesting, I think.
Can it really be defined as a society if you don't live there, if it's just like a figment of your imagination? And just an honest question, not saying it can't.
A society is a figment of your imagination. It's just a group of people who've come together for a common purpose.
Yeah, but people in real life who have decided we are here together for this common purpose. I mean, like, I don't consider Twitter a society.
Well, the thing is, right, is that if you're spending half of your waking hours in a virtual environment, you could be said to be living in it, and to some extent, right? Because you're choosing to spend half of your time interacting with people and trading with people and perhaps consuming things, whether or not you really, you know, eat them physically with your body doesn't matter as much in the virtual economy. You're still consuming them or doing something with them, you know?
Yeah, I got to say that while it's certainly common for societies to be in physical reality, I think that there's no requirement for it. I think you can have not just an online society, but you can have a society of people that write letters to one another, that as long as you all support the same cause. So definition of society from dictionary.com, an organized group of persons associated together for religious, benevolent, cultural, scientific, political, patriotic, or other purposes.
Maybe we're looking at the wrong word then. We're trying to use the word civilization or something like that.
Well, I mean, I think what Greg is saying here is that an online society can be a society, and that we're entering into a time frame when more and more people are going to be spending more and more time online. I mean, if you wanted to make the argument that the people playing Call of Duty with you are in a society because you're all there for the common purpose of killing one another and having fun doing it, I mean, it seems like a stretch because there's not much purpose to it, but you could make the argument.
But my other question to Greg is, what is new about this idea of internet spaces without violence? Because, like, even Call of Duty is literally an internet space without violence because no one's actually dying. It's a game. Like, Twitter's an internet space without violence because words aren't violence. I just don't understand. What do you mean by these new things where you can now live without violence?
So this is important. Violence around the world has gone down. I mean, people had duels before. And back in the days of the Roman Empire, was much more violent and so on.
Team
one of the reasons is because people are spending so much time online and men specifically, who usually are the more prone to violence, they satisfy their urges for, you know, porn, and a lot of people are just sedentary, or maybe they just read Wikipedia a lot and they're kind of geeky. But the point being that there's a lot more of that today, and so already people aren't going out and staging violent protests or revolutions as they were before. Literally, all you have to do is give them virtual, like, satisfy their needs virtually. And all of a sudden, they're kind of pacified.
So, yeah, you're saying that people are becoming more complacent. And isn't this a reason?
I wouldn't say revolution is necessarily violent if it's in self-defense.
Well, it almost always has been.
But violent means you're just initiating force.
That's the initiation of violence, but violence can be in self-defense, as you pointed out. But isn't that the reason why we ought to be skeptical of the metaverse, Greg, is that this is something that people like the World Economic Forum and others are pushing for the specific purpose of pacifying people, get people to be focused within these digital worlds and not be so concerned with the people taking advantage of them in physical reality, like the governments of the world?
For me, this is where the rubber meets the road. I think that in the online version of the world, the corporations like Facebook and Meta, if as you start to become one with the hive mind, if you will, getting the virtual reality glasses, and then later getting the Neuralink in 10 years, having it in your brain. Mm-hmm. I mean, I care very deeply that the corporations, which are the analog of states online, don't control the software, because you don't want to have the smells or whatever come from a corporate thing. I want it to be more like Minecraft or open source, where you can run your own server and do whatever you want. Because imagine...
Doesn't Microsoft own Minecraft?
Maybe it does, but my point is Minecraft is the kind of thing where it runs on its own. Like, you can run your own thing.
Can you? Okay.
But maybe, open source is the best, most free thing there is, in my opinion, online. Because what otherwise would happen is you're hooked into the software as a service or something that's always on broadband, right? And you're basically the Borg, but you're controlled by some remote data center. I really think that open source is libertarianism online, and that corporations are the states and governments online.
Thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The company, by the way, that published Minecraft is called Mojang, and it was acquired by Microsoft in November of 2014. But it sounds like they kept the independence, at least as of this moment. More coming up here in moments. You can join us here.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live phones open in the remaining moments here? We got time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt here in the studio tonight. Bonnie, you've got the chat room all riled up here tonight. Some people are taking your side, others against.
And I'm glad when everybody says I'm too young to know things because they don't realize how old I am.
Hush, child.
So, Matt, you had some, sounds like good news. Another good news story coming out of California courts for gun owners.
Yeah, there was a really important Supreme Court case, Bruin, the Bruin case, B-R-U-E-N, that was...
Oh, I thought it was Bruing. Like it was the no, case Bruin. Was Bruin. Okay,
Bruin.
Gotcha.
Bruin. That was judged at the Supreme Court level fairly recently, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it's over a month ago now. But what they're finding, that was over the New York's, that was over pistol permits in New York. In New York, there were may issue, now they're shall issue. Everything should have always been shall issue if they're going to be at all.
But
so
is
what,
that actually what's happening, or are they
New York's fighting
to,
it, obviously. California's fighting it, obviously. They're going to get themselves into a lot of trouble by doing that, and they don't care. That's tax repair money.
What kind of trouble are they going to get into? Well, I mean, the Supreme Court's not going to send the military in.
But they can be sued for deprivation of rights under color of law. You can get cops can get trouble for that. Mm-hmm. You know, various. The government can be sued for those types of things. Mm-hmm. You know, deprivation of rights is bad, and now that the Supreme Court has found along these lines, it makes it really easy to bring such a lawsuit, or a lot easier anyway. So that said, now how the decision read, written by Clarence Thomas, was that any laws have to follow, any regulations and laws have to follow the text, history, and tradition of the law itself. So the Second Amendment.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually there was also an EPA case that contributed to this too.
Yeah.
So what they found
this is the
was
major questions doctrine.
The major questions doctrine.
The other night.
Yep. So Now, California has had a magazine ban for a long time. You're not allowed to have over 10 round magazine in California.
Okay.
Or Massachusetts.
Or
New York.
Right?
Or a whole bunch of places. Yeah. I'm not sure who does now, but California is one of the chief offenders of,
sure,
you know, having bad
laws. They don't
even
let you have your guns, right? Like, you have to keep them in a locked case at home.
Very draconian,
yeah,
and it's horrible. And a lot of the magazines have to be locked permanently into the gun.
What?
And yeah, so in order to actually load
How do you reload?
Like, an AR-15, you literally have to break the gun in half and pack it full from the top because the magazine won't come out. So, yeah, it's stupid. Don't even get me started on that.
God.
I've never heard that.
So now every government that wants to do this has to prove that in order for a law to be constitutional, it has to abide by the text, history, and tradition behind the subject matter in question.
Okay.
So clearly there are no rules in history back to 1789 or 91 or whatever it was.
Probably not even in the California Constitution.
Not even
in
California, no. So now the a court case that was centered around the magazine ban, in 2019 they had what was called Freedom Week, when one federal judge for a week declared that the magazine ban in California was unlawful, was unconstitutional.
For a week?
For 1 week. Well, it was appealed, and they put a stay on his finding. So for 1 week, it was legal. And during that week, all these magazine manufacturers were bringing in helicopter loads of magazines. They sold millions of magazines in 1 week. They were basically giving them away, too. So all of those magazines are grandfathered in. And since then, it went back to court. It's been a couple years. And it went up to the Ninth Circuit en banc panel, which found that judge wrong. And then it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has said, no, that's the first judge had it right. This is totally unconstitutional. I'm kicking it back down to your en banc panel. The en banc panel doesn't want to deal with it. They don't want to be wrong. So they're just going to stick it to the guy who originally found it to be not unconstitutional, who they're now calling Saint Benitez. His name is Judge Benitez. They call him Saint Benitez. He is proven to be extremely pro-constitution, we'll say that, as far as the second goes, apparently. And so it's back in his lap, and it's basically a foregone conclusion now that he's going to say, yeah, I was right when I said it the first time. And
sure, why would he change his opinion?
Yeah, so that's that has happened. And
So they're just waiting on this judge to sign the piece of paper?
I think he's actually done it at this point.
Uh-huh.
And so now it's just a matter of getting the word out to all the state government thugs who would enforce it to tell them, this has happened.
Wow.
So
that's a pretty big deal.
Standard capacity magazines are now.
Does that mean that you're still going to have the magazine locked to the gun?
I don't know about that. I think what that's going to require is an arrest is going to have to take place.
Someone's going to have to fight it.
Based on that, and they will fight it, and it will go up through the rungs. And that's how these laws get taken down, is people not taking pleas and fighting it.
Here's what you ought to do. If you actually care about liberty and you live in California, just move to New Hampshire, and you will instantly have almost every single gun freedom you ever could have imagined. We've got a friend of the show. He's an occasional co-host here. He was on recently on the Beard Talk Live over the weekend. Zeffin, who was a native, I believe, of the Berkeley, California area. So, like, one of the worst.
I love that kid. Zeffin is such a good dude.
Yeah, but he comes from one of the worst places
in
the country as far as statism is concerned. And he has really just totally embraced, like, the New Hampshire ethos and the New Hampshire way.
He open carries.
Everywhere.
He's like, you know, the Europeans that come here and they're like, I got to shoot a gun. That's
right.
It seems like that glow hasn't worn off for him.
No, and he's
still hasn't worn off for me. I moved from New York right after Sandy Hook, and it hasn't worn off for
me
either.
Same thing. Like you said, these states are going to fight. They're not just going to roll over because some men in robes in Washington, D.C. said something.
Yeah.
They're going to play this as hard as they can. As I understand it, in New York, after one of the big pro-gun decisions this summer from the Supreme Court, the New York guys were like, well, we'll just pass some more unconstitutional
laws. What New York said was that New York just made everywhere a sensitive place. So you're not
like
allowed to carry
a gun. Zone?
Yeah, so everywhere, basically everywhere in New York is treated like a school now.
Including like the street?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's a sensitive place.
Yeah. What about in your own home?
Sensitive place.
Wow.
Are you talking about the couch or the kitchen? Sensitive place.
There could be children there, right?
Yeah. sensitive place.
Jeez.
So, but that, so that also being torn down, because, again, there was no such thing as a sensitive place in 1791.
But now that's got to go back up to the Supreme Court.
It'll have to go back.
So it's
we'll have to go to the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court, so it'll have to go probably to a federal.
But the New York Attorney General is going to appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court. I mean, it'll go to appeals, but then they're going to, if the appeals court rules in favor of gun rights, they'll just take it all the way to the Supremes again. So this could be more years of oppression and fighting. And it's like, why spend all of this energy fighting in New York when you can just literally move 4 hours east
or two hours east and solve
the problem?
I don't want to speak too soon, but we're definitely winning the gunfight right now in a big way. The Bruin decision was huge.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean there's not a million other ways you're getting screwed wherever you live. And
if you live
in California, New York, it's like, get out of there. Get out of there. Even though you're winning your gun stuff there, it ain't worth it because the rest of it is still a nightmare.
Anytime there's like liberty wins in a place like California, the people who care about liberty start to be like, oh, you know what? We're going to start winning. We're going to turn this around.
Oh, yeah. It's right around the corner.
Don't let them bait you with that. That's not how it's going to work. They're going to keep pushing and it's going to continue to suck in 90 other ways. Just get out of there.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. There is, by the way, an effort apparently to update the Free State Project's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Justin O'Donnell is heading this up, and he's a great activist. So I understand that he's put quite a bit of time into this already.
He's been working on it.
I have not seen the work that he's been doing, but just knowing how much of a go-getter activist that he is, I suspect this is going to be a worthwhile endeavor.
And he's a writer too, so he's like writing it.
Yeah, what he said was for listeners that don't know, there's an old movie. At this point, it's old. I mean, it's almost a decade old.
I can't believe it.
Called 101ReasonsFilm.com. You can go and see the documentary. There's an old list, too, that was created in, like, 2002 that the movie was based off of. So this is, like, a 20-year-old thing that's been around. And a lot of this information is still good info, like, about why New Hampshire is so special, why it's better, why it's the freest state of all the 50 states, why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project. A lot of it's pretty solid, but a lot of it does need updating.
Yep.
So that's what they're going to be working on.
I was in that
excited
movie.
About that. Yeah.
I had like a 10-second spot in that movie.
I think I said a thing or two, maybe Mark as well. I think we were both here or there. So check out the movie. The old one's still fun to watch, though. 101reasonsfilm.com. If you're not, you know, if you're serious about liberty, you can instantly step into more freedom by just migrating. And then hopefully you can help us make New Hampshire even more free over time by doing things like nullifying the federal government or maybe even seceding from it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about true gun freedom? That's how you get it.
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.